Chapter 5. The dry season begins. Most of the great apes are vegetarian. They eat only fruit or vegetables. But chimpanzees are not vegetarian. They are omnivorous. They eat fruit and vegetables, but they eat other animals too. In the wet season, from May to September, there is usually a lot of food for David's group. They eat a lot of different fruit and plants. They also eat eggs and insects, and they catch and eat small mammals. Vegetarian apes like gorillas and orangutans have to live in forest habitats because they need to find fruit and leaves to eat. But omnivorous chimpanzees do not need to live in forests. They can choose other habitats. One community of chimpanzees often eats different food to the next community, and they sometimes eat different things at different times of the year. For David's group, fruit is the most important food, and in the wet season, there is always enough fruit for everyone. The community often breaks into smaller groups at this time of year because they can find food very easily. The dry season is different. There is not as much food, and it is more difficult to find it. The smaller groups come together in one large group. Often, all the chimpanzees come together around huge termite nests. As the ground turns to dust and the sun gets hotter and hotter, termites are the best food that they can find. In the dry season, about a quarter of the chimpanzees' food comes from termite nests. Food and water are now more difficult to find, and the group is close together all day. The tension between the males starts to get worse. If one of the females is ready to mate, then the tension gets stronger and the males often start to fight. Cameraman Mark McEwen was watching the chimpanzees closely. "I could see that David was getting very stressed. If David is stressed, he always touches his feet with his hands. He was doing that a lot, and Luther was watching carefully. He knew that David was stressed, and he got excited. Luther sometimes ran through the group and started throwing huge stones. The stones didn't hit anyone, but Luther was showing the other chimpanzees that he was strong. David often answered Luther. He got up on two legs and shook large trees or threw stones." One big surprise about chimpanzees is the way they make and use tools to get their food. The scientist Jane Goodall saw this for the first time in the 1960s. Before Goodall, nobody thought that chimpanzees could make and use tools. But now we know that they can do this. There are a few other animals that make and use tools too. For chimpanzees, a stick is the easiest tool to make. A chimpanzee finds a good stick and uses his or her teeth to make the end of the stick rough. He or she pushes it into a termite nest, and some termites hold on to the rough end of the stick. Then the chimpanzee can pull the stick out and eat the termites. Some chimpanzees are cleverer than this. Sometimes they use a smaller stick and make it into a hook. Then they can use the hook to pull the termites out of the nest. Termite nests have very hard walls. Sometimes chimpanzees use one stick to break the walls of the nest and then a smaller stick with a hook to catch the termites inside. Chimpanzees also use two stones to open hard fruit. They put the fruit on a big flat stone and hit it with another smaller stone. Big flat stones are not easy to find, so sometimes a community uses the same stone for many years. Chimpanzees also throw sticks and stones in fights for territory with other groups. Young chimpanzees have to learn to make and use tools. Often, they watch their mothers taking termites out of a nest. If you watch one community of chimpanzees, you will see that their tools are a little different from the next community. Just like human communities, each chimpanzee community is different from other ones, and it finds different answers to its problems. If chimpanzees want to live through the dry season, they need to be near the termite nests from October until May. David's group were all together for a long time every day, and this was a difficult time for David, the alpha male. Old friends and old enemies ate together at the termite nests. David had to watch two other males carefully. Jumkin was near the top of the chimpanzee hierarchy, and he wanted to be the alpha male. He was a good and intelligent fighter. David was also watching Luther. Luther was younger and not high in the hierarchy, but he was a strong and clever chimpanzee. He was often very angry too. Luther was at the centre of a lot of the trouble in the group. David did not have his brother, Mamadou, to help him, so he needed new friends. He looked at the males in the group around him, and he decided that KL could be a good friend. KL was an older male, too old to be an alpha male, but intelligent and strong. One day, David walked over to KL and started to groom him. Grooming chimpanzees move their fingers through another chimpanzee's hair. Grooming cleans the hair, and it is very important for all chimpanzees. They enjoy it a lot, and it shows that they are friends. Chimpanzees groom their friends, but they also groom another animal if they want to be friends with him or her. KL was happy because David was now his friend. He was friends with the alpha male and he moved up the hierarchy. KL was more important in the group and he could mate with one of the females and have his own children. But were David and KL together strong enough to fight Jumkin or Luther? John Brown, the cameraman, was watching David closely at this time. "I think David liked to be alone quite a lot," he said. "He didn't like to be too close to the group. I often saw him alone at a termite nest. He looked happier because he was not with the group. He sat down calmly and quietly and ate termites." Chimpanzees use sticks to catch termites. Chimpanzees use stones to open hard fruit. Luther was often angry.